AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Even as the Commerce Department reports inflation eased last month, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the job of taming decades of price hikes won't end soon. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Consumer prices rose again in July from a year earlier, but not as sharply as the month prior, suggesting inflationary pressures are easing. Powell's not sold.
A single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
And he's delivering a stark message. More large interest rate hikes are likely coming.
Restoring price stability will take some time.
Powell acknowledges that'll hurt many households and businesses, with higher borrowing costs slowing the economy and potentially costing jobs.
These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Dow has been down about 400 points. Moderna is suing Pfizer and the German drug maker BioNTech, accusing its main competitors of copying Moderna's technology in order to make their own coronavirus vaccine. The U.S. government is suspending 26 flights by Chinese airlines from the United States to China in a dispute over antivirus controls after Beijing suspended flights by American carriers. The Secret Service says it has recovered $286 million in fraudulently obtained pandemic loans and is returning the money to the Small Business Administration. Authorities in Alabama say a woman found out her home was on fire and ran home to rescue one child from the burning building, but two other children were killed. Police in Tucson, Arizona say a local constable, who is also an Army veteran, was among four people shot and killed at an apartment complex while serving an eviction notice. Two people were killed, four wounded, in a shooting at a homeless shelter for men in western Kentucky. This is AP News. With Serena Williams indicating she could retire after the U.S. Open, her legacy is taking on a whole new meaning on and off the court. At a tennis tournament in Central Park in New York, 13-year-old Azalea LeBron is one of the only black girls competing.
Honestly, she's a very beautiful person.
She calls Serena Williams an inspiration.
People of color are always put down because of the way they look, or some people's ideas think they can't do as much. So putting Serena as a role model and all she's done is really good.
Tennis coach Joanna Rosario says through all the adversity, Serena Williams has prevailed.
Her being an African American, her like coming up from literally nothing and becoming something, that's an inspiration for all of us.
Rosario says she understands Williams' need to focus on family.
And to have just the capacity to take whatever is like thrown at her, like that's something that you can use in your everyday life.
Serena Williams' first pro match was at the age of 14. She's now 40 and has won 23 Grand Slam titles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.